I'm having another chat with Ari Morial. And we were having a bit of a tweet conversation about how a company or an organization should conduct their Twittering. Should they be personal or should they be corporate? And we kind of hit upon the question, which works best?
Right. Well, I mean, you can't really say which works best for everyone. There's no blanket answer. There's not, I mean, especially with social media, we're still learning and everything's still progressing. I think it depends on the brand. You know, if you've got a strong enough brand that people are going to connect to and people are going to be searching for online, then definitely you want that brand to be who you're tweeting through. You know, if it has a strong enough identity and that people have that connection to it, then fantastic. I mean, you can have subsidiary accounts where it's this person at and it's a little bit more personal. And yes, that makes a better approach and different things can come through the different channels. But if you're going to start with just one because you can only manage just one at the moment, I would definitely, you know, have like a community manager or whoever's responsible for the tweets. And it doesn't have to be just one person, although there probably should be an editor to review everything, which makes it a bit stilted and not very Twitter friendly. But at the same time, you know, it's very important with Twitter and with any communication that you have that it starts with branding. You really have to understand not only what your brand is and what your brand values are, but who your brand is. And you have to understand who that person is. You know, are they, you know, or you know, if you picture them at a bar, are they the guy, you know, pulling all the girls? Are they the guy sitting in the corner minding their own business?
Could you give me an example of a brand that you feel is strong enough to go straight onto Twitter as itself?
Ooh, that's a question. But I mean, you know, look at the difference between Zappos and. And Dell, I mean, Dell has chosen to go with Richard at Dell and all those guys at Dell, and they're still being personal and themselves. With Zappos, I mean, they weren't always massively strong, but they really did quite well, you know, and they have done well. I mean, now they've been bought out by Amazon, which you wouldn't expect Amazon to, you know, sell shoes, but they are. And I think that Zappos has done a great job, and they don't need any personal accounts because, you know, they're being social as a brand, you know, and I think they're doing a fantastic job.
Do you think there are some brands and products which simply have no place in social media?
You know, your corner shop, your off license, to a degree, I don't know. I mean, like, how much of a value?
Yeah, but maybe they do have value. Your corner shop could tweet, "Hey, look, we've got Weetabix in 50% off this week." Right. I can actually see that working on a micro local. I know. What if you sell air freshener?
You know what? Actually, you can have fun with selling air freshener. I don't know. Maybe something like funeral services. Maybe things that are really just personal and far too personal for online. I mean, and yes, I think there is a line that says, right, this is a bit, you know, I mean, do you really want to be talking about or finding out about funeral care on Twitter? I don't know. I mean, you know, there's certain things that are just not...
Yeah, and also the style that a brand tweets is going to be dictated by their brand. Because let's face it, some companies on Twitter, they simply want to get you to look at their website. So they're basically just broadcasting links.
Right.
And it would actually seem to work, from my experience... with no engagement at all, people just click on the links. And even when you invite them to engage, they're not interested in engaging.
Oh, that's exactly
because there's
right.
No purpose to engage. They just want to click on that link and see the thing that they want to see. So perhaps engagement, it's kind of dependent on you having an engagey, touchy, feely
yes,
type product.
Absolutely. It depends on the brand and who the brand is. And if the brand is not someone who engages, then you don't have to. I mean, it's imperative to engage. I think... today we were talking about charity, and yes, I think that's very personal. That's something that affects people's lives on a much different level than I'm going to buy this brand of air freshener, like you said. So definitely not something you engage. Some people, and I know some people who don't use Twitter to talk at all. I mean, there are people who use it to just read, and I know someone who was telling me they use it basically to have a whinge at the brands that they're not happy with, and. You know, it's a great customer service channel, and some people just use it for that. They're not on there for anything else. So we can't. I mean, yes, we're sort of in this bubble of social media where we think that everybody wants to engage and talk, and yes, it's important. And if that's what you're there for, and that's what you feel your brand is there for, you absolutely have to. But you have to realize that there are different types of like any online community. You have different types of users. You have heaps of Twitter users that are lurkers that are probably never going to, you know, they don't tweet very much unless they're trying to get information or
Really, this is just like real life. I mean, I've often compared Twitter to a sort of giant cocktail party.
Absolutely.
If you go to a giant cocktail party, some people are talking, some people are just sitting in the corner, some people are watching, some people are listening,
yeah.
And some people are the life and soul of the party. And isn't that just Twitter?
Pretty much, yeah, 24/7 global cocktail party, absolutely.
Thanks very much, Ari.